This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, this weekend is all about college football, but the big boys return to action come Thursday night. Philadelphia Eagles kick off the season as defending Super Bowl champs. They'll welcome in the Micah Parsons-less Dallas Cowboys. We have a game Friday night. I think they're playing somewhere, and that's a Brazil game. They're going back to Brazil.
Yeah, in Sao Paulo.
Friday night. Okay, yeah, you know, I ain't mad at that. And then, of course, all eyes, especially this town, will turn to Sunday when all the rest of the teams pretty much get busy. And at 1 o'clock, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, you still can get tickets. Our Falcons will be taking on the division champion, Tampa Bay Bucks. And we're going to have some new faces and new places. And here to break it down for me is no other than the host of the Locked On Falcons podcast. So we're going out to the WadeFord.com hotline and welcome in on this Labor Day weekend, my guy Aaron Freeman, to help us get ready for our season opener. Aaron, how are you, my friend, on this gorgeous weekend here in the ATL?
I'm doing great. Love be talking ball with you, Eric, as usual.
All right, appreciate that. Okay, I'm going to jump right into the deep end of the pool. I mean, I went to a Division II school. I covered Division II football. You don't see many of those guys make it to the next level, and definitely you don't see a lot of them starting, but are we about to start a Division II right tackle to protect Michael Penix's blind side? Tell me, is that really what's going to happen?
Are you referring to Elijah Wilkinson?
No, I'm referring to Michael Jarrell, because I'm looking at the depth chart.
Okay.
I'm looking at the depth chart, and the depth chart says Michael Jarrell, our newly acquired tackle from the Seattle Seahawks, who was playing Division II football 2 years ago, is going to be the starting right tackle.
Okay. Because I'm under the impression that Elijah Wilkinson is going to start at right tackle, not Michael Jarrell. So I think the plan is for Elijah Wilkinson to demand that spot. I don't expect the Falcons to try to force Michael Jarrell into the lineup. I think the Falcons really acquired Michael Jarrell more as a long-term developmental asset than necessarily a guy that's going to come in and start games for them. I think because he had that experience last year with Seattle, having started 3+ games for them last year, if they need him to start, they, you know, will feel reasonably comfortable that he can hold down the fort for a couple of games. But I think the real plan is Elijah Wilkinson starts the first, you know, 4 to 6 games of the season. Hopefully by then, Storm Norton will be off of IR with his ankle injury, and then he'll start the rest of the season at that right tackle spot. I think the goal for the Falcons is really just kind of to tread water at that spot for the entire year with Caleb McGarry out of the lineup.
Wow. Okay, well, I guess I feel a little better about that. I know Elijah Wilkins has been in the system for a few years now, and he knows what the Falcons, you know, run and how they like their offensive line to work. And if there's some cohesiveness, hopefully he can gel with the other four guys really easily. I see Darnell Mooney listed as questionable. Do we think he's back for next Sunday, or is that a pipe dream right now?
We'll find out Wednesday afternoon when the Falcons drop their first official injury report of the season. We'll see if he's limited or fully participant. Obviously, what's really going to be the story is where is he at by the end of the week on Friday. If he starts off the week limited and then works his way into a full participant by Friday, that's a very promising sign that we'll see Mooney week one. If that's not the case, then they may sit him and just decide to wait till week two with the Vikings. But, you know, even if Mooney does play, I would imagine the Falcons are going to keep him on somewhat of a pitch count, that he won't play as much of the snaps as he played last year, which was like over 95% of the snaps in like the games that he played last year, just because he's missed all of training camp. And so I think the Falcons will be smart about Mooney. So, you know, it is possible that he may miss week one, but even if he does play week one, I don't expect the Falcons to get him a full workload.
You know, maybe I need to get off of ESPN site and just go to AtlantaFalcons.com, because I'm on ESPN's depth chart and they do have a few differences than what the Falcons have on AtlantaFalcons.com. So I'll just scrap that. I go to Falcons.com and that's where I'll get my information when I'm not talking to you. Joined now on the WaitForIt.com hotline by Aaron Freeman, host of the Locked On Falcons podcast. So we know that our practice squad has been announced, all of our cuts have gone down. We talked a couple weeks ago, no big names. Looks like, you know, what was the defensive tackle that you talked about? David Yamada made the cut. Where were your thoughts about when you saw who made the team and who did not?
Yeah, no major surprises. The one, I guess you could say, was Morgan Fox not making the cut, but that kind of seemed to be on the radar after the last preseason game when he was out there late in the fourth quarter getting snaps. And so he got cut the next day on Saturday. So that was probably the one big surprise, just based off of what the expectations were going into training camp, that he would be, you know, the number two D tackle next to David Onyemata. But because of the emergences of some of the younger players like Brandon Dorlus and Ruka Roro, I think the Falcons felt like Fox was, you know, extra weight that they didn't necessarily need to carry. So outside of that, nothing crazy. You know, maybe some people were mildly surprised that the Falcons didn't keep Easton Stick on the roster. That wasn't a shock to me. They only carried two quarterbacks on the roster last year. You know, them carrying seven wide receivers, but I think a lot of that has to do with Mooney's status at this point in time. So, you know, if and when he's healthy, they might go back down to six, which is what they had for most of last season. You know, Nathan Carter, I think the undrafted free agent at the running back position, I guess it was certainly a surprise compared going into the summer, where I don't think anybody expected him to be the one undrafted free agent to make the team, with a lot of other guys getting a lot more hype going into the summer. But it became clear by the end of preseason and training camp that he was the guy that was most deserving of it. So overall, nothing crazy with the Falcons roster, pretty standard. Maybe some people were surprised that Felipe Franks made the cut once more, but, you know, special teams matter.
Now let's go over to the defensive side of the ball. And bad news just a couple of days ago. I mean, the young man just seems to be jinxed a little bit. Braylon Trice, once again, out for the entire year. A kid that came out of college, you know, University of Washington, had a great run in the college football playoffs. We had such great expectations for him because he really showed flashes. You know, will we ever get a chance to see this young man play for the Atlanta Falcons?
Well, we don't know when we will at this point, Eric. It's tough. It is a big blow after last year. And then by all accounts, you know, he was doing well in camp, playing well in the preseason when he got his opportunities. And so it was disappointing to see him, you know, dealing with a similar knee issue that cost him all of last year. And so it could potentially cost him all of this year as well. So, you know, obviously he's still under a rookie contract. He's still got 2 years after this season on that contract. But, you know, he'll probably, if we're being honest, potentially enter next summer on the roster bubble after basically not being able to see the field so far these first 2 years. So there is a chance that, like, you know, that the Falcons revamp their edge rusher room again this offseason and add more, you know, talented players, that he could be left behind a little bit. And so that could lead to, you know, us never really getting an opportunity to see what he can do. It's a very similar story that you see with Troy Anderson. Marlon Davidson was another Falcon player that battled injuries a bunch and rarely ever got to see the field early in his career, despite some flashes. And you saw some things that made you optimistic about what Braylon Trice could be in this rotation this past summer, and it's unfortunate that he won't be able to deliver on those expectations this fall should he miss the entire year.
All right, but what we did learn this week, and what we guess our new defense coordinator will be saying a lot this year, is, hey, Rook, get in there and ball out. So, I mean, they're saying four rookies. We knew our two first-round guys were going to get some good burn, but they're saying that they expect four. They expect Billy Bowman Jr. and Xavier Watts to be key contributors to this team. You think these young men are ready for it? I mean, they both played at big programs, but is it a big, you know, challenge to step up and be a key contributor as a rookie for all these guys?
Yeah, it always is a significant jump in competition from the collegiate level to the pro level. Some guys successfully make it. It's not that as many as people sort of assume. So if we're talking about these guys having, you know, defensive rookie of the year type seasons, like, I might pump the brakes a little bit on that. But in terms of giving the Falcons better than what they were getting out of those same positions this time last year, I think certainly those guys are poised to do that. And we'll just sort of have to see what they wind up doing, because of, you know, the bar was set so low with some of the performances of D. Alford last year at that nickel cornerback spot. The expectation, I think, is fairly high that Billy Bowman will come in and exceed that level. The question is, will he play at a high enough level in that nickel cornerback spot, which is a relatively new position for him after spending most of his collegiate career playing safety? Will he play at a high enough level where that's, you know, we're going to see that as a strength, or is he just going to kind of tread water, to use the term, at that position? And then with Xavier Watts, very talented young safety that comes in to replace someone like a Justin Simmons, who has been, you know, one of the best safeties in the NFL throughout his NFL career, did not necessarily show that in Atlanta this past year. Can Watts be an upgrade over a lesser version of Justin Simmons? I think that's certainly doable. And obviously, James Pearson, Jalen Walker, pretty much anything you get from those guys is going to be better than what the Falcons have historically gotten from so many of their edge rushers in the previous years. So I do think there's reasons to be optimistic that all four of these guys can be upgrades over what the Falcons were getting a year ago. Whether or not that translates into them to being good by NFL standards remains to be seen.
I want your opinion. So we all hear Michael Parsons, it goes to Green Bay. We find out they give up two first-round draft picks. If you were a part of the Falcons brass, would you have at least considered doing the same thing? Or would you be like, nope, I'm not going to trade away our future when we just got these young guys on defense? You think that they that could have been something that you would have thought about if you had an opportunity? Or did you think, no, that's not too much?
If it was up to me, Eric, I would have made the trade, because what you know Micah Parsons to be, to me, outweighs what you think James Pearson, Jalen Walker could be, right? Obviously, there's a lot of potential in both of those players, but the likelihood of them reaching the same level of potential that Micah Parsons is at, who is at this stage in his NFL career, well on the path to being a Hall of Famer, you know, there's just a sizable gap between where James Pearson and Jalen Walker are now, between there and that at this point in time. So I would have made the trade, even though I know it would have mortgaged the future, even though, you know, it would have been right in, I think, this regime's wheelhouse, just basically because they've been kind of subtly mortgaging their future, you know, this entire time, trading away future draft picks, spending money and whatnot. So it would have been right in that wheelhouse, and it would have been a huge needle-moving trade, I think, for the Atlanta Falcons. But, you know, it was never realistic that I think the Falcons would have made the trade. But certainly in this hypothetical world, if I'm the general manager of the Atlanta Falcons, I would have tried my best to pull it off.
Well, with that said, you know, I was talking to one of my colleagues at my other job earlier this week, and we were talking about, well, you know, would you have traded one of the young guys? I said, well, since we're not, and they're going to bet on the future, tell me if you agree with this statement. one of our two guys, Jame Pierce Jr. and or Jalen Walker, one of those two guys need to become or should become perennial all-pro performers. Not pro bowlers, but all-pro performers.
Ooh, I mean, that's – Eric, that's a tough bar to set because I don't think the number of guys in the league that hit that benchmark is that high. That's basically these guys have to be one of the five best edge rushers in the NFL, and I don't think they need to be that in order for us to be sitting pretty in a couple of years. I think they can be below that level. They can be a guy that, you know, approaches 10 sacks a year. And I think that's a success for this particular team. Even if they're only getting, you know, 8 sacks a year or something like that, I think that would be a huge success given this team's history when it comes to developing the pass rush. And if one of these guys turns into that or a double-digit sack guy, I think that's good enough in terms of not necessarily needing to be when you say all-pro, perennial all-pro, I'm thinking Von Miller, I'm thinking Micah Parsons, I'm thinking Myles Garrett, T.J. Watt, Max Crosby, those
yes.
types of guys.
Yes, I like all those names. Those are the type of things I
would
want.
I would like this to be true, but I don't need it to be true in order for those guys to be considered successful draft picks.
Okay. I will agree with you. You are the expert. That's why I love having you on. All right. Last two before I let you go. Talk to me about what you think is going to happen next Sunday. Can we get this week one victory over Tampa Bay? They're coming in a little injured themselves. And you tell me, do you really think is this year the playoff drought comes to an end, whether wild card or division champ?
I'm going through my official predictions right now, and I don't have the Falcons in the playoffs as we sit here today, but I've got to tweak it a little bit. Maybe they'll get in on a tiebreaker. I do have them winning 9 games this year, so I don't know if the playoff drought's going to end, but the losing record, I think, will end. But I do think they do get off to a good start week one against Tampa Bay. This is a team that they match up favorably with. We saw them being able to put up a ton of points against that Bucs defense. I expect the same. I think the challenge is going to be similar to what we saw in both games last year, where it's going to be kind of a back-and-forth game for both offenses, and ultimately it may be a shootout similar to what we saw in that Thursday night game. And basically the team who has the ball last is the team that winds up winning the game.
Now, I hope I didn't spoil your content this week for Locked On Falcons, but make sure you tell everybody what they can expect coming up this week, and we'll get ready for game one.
Absolutely. Appreciate you, Eric. We'll be doing, you know, week one preview, season preview, all that on Locked On Falcons, available on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right. That is Aaron Freeman. He is a foremost expert on our Dirty Birds. Week one is a week away. And, of course, you catch all that action here as we are the home for the Falcons. Enjoy the rest of your Labor Day, bud.
Appreciate it, man.
All right. Sports Radio 929 The Game. We'll take a timeout. We come back. I'm going to give you some of my NFL predictions, and I'll get producer Dom in here to do the same. Sports Radio 929 The Game. Timeout with Eric Slaughter on this Labor Day Saturday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We have reached halftime in Athens. We have reached halftime in Tallahassee. One could have been easily predicted as the Bulldogs are up 24-0 over Marshall. And the other is a little bit of a, didn't expect this one. Florida State has a 10-point lead at the half, 17-7 over the Crimson Tide. How's it said? Alabama on the verge of maybe getting defeated to start the year. And then, I cannot just overlook this. Dumb. Now, I'm going to give a shout out to our guy right now, Paul Forte for president. Paul Forte for ambassador, because he is our IT guy. He's been in here putting in overtime. I've been here 6 years, Dom. I don't ever remember all three TVs.
All three TVs in there
all
working.
TV
in the producer room is working.
Paul
I can actually
Forte
watch a game.
For president.
Look at us.
Man, how am I supposed to concentrate when I got all three TVs going in here? Man, I tell you, they are previewing right now. So the real Death Valley, where is the real Death Valley of college football? Because this is the battle of Death Valley tonight, right? LSU and Clemson. Don't they both call their stadiums Death Valley?
Yeah.
The real Death Valley, I think it's LSU.
I would say LSU,
Clemson has a really unique college football experience, and the way they come through that crowd and run down the hill, that's pretty cool. I've actually been to Clemson. I've never been to Baton Rouge. I'm a little scared to go to Baton Rouge, especially
really?
At nighttime. Yeah, man.
I want to go to Louisiana so bad, just
really?
In general. Yeah.
You ain't never been to New Orleans?
I've never been to New Orleans.
Oh, we got to make that happen.
Yeah, it's a couple places I need to go.
Oh, man. No, yeah, I've been to several Saints Falcons games at the Caesars Superdome, which is the most dreadful stadium in all of the NFL. Just horrible. Just that place is a dump. Why they haven't tore it down and rebuilt it yet? I mean, I know that's probably not on the Louisiana governor's budget, but that place is just horrible. But it's a really fun. New Orleans is a great party town, and I've had a lot of fun there for many years, and I will be there many more. We got to get you there. Any other? Nate, give me some of your bucket list sporting events and or venues that you want to go to.
Oh, well, number one is always for me, and it doesn't matter where it's at because they've started moving it from year to year, but the NFL draft is always my number one thing. Like, if I can go.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
Why the draft?
I don't know what it is about the draft. The draft
not
is my
like the Steelers have a history of making great
the draft
picks.
The draft is my favorite sporting event.
You know it's good. So it's funny. So they've started moving around because for years and years it was in New York. It was always at Radio City Music Hall.
Yeah.
And it's been to Vegas. It was in Green Bay. It was in Detroit. Was it in Detroit? I think it was in Detroit.
It was in Chicago 1 year.
Okay. Usually when events start getting moved around, if Atlanta ain't the first stop, it's the second. You know? And then we got to hit Atlanta. We got to hit L.A. We got to hit Miami. But they ain't been to none of the big ones yet, right?
You know where the next one's going to be? In Pittsburgh.
Why you give me a chance to guess? I figured since you had to brag. Well, then I guess, you know, hey, guys, we're going to start passing the hat.
We can see if we can.
We got to send Dom Chorosky. Well, you know, first off, elbow up with your boy Dylan Matthews.
Yeah.
He's been to the draft on the company dime. Uh-huh. You know, say, look, Dylan, you don't want to go to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's cold.
Exactly. You don't need to do that.
They ain't got no good food. You know.
I like a Permandy's brother sandwich, eh?
He don't know nothing about that.
He don't. You're right.
There's nothing in Pittsburgh for you, man. Stay here. Teach me what I got to do. I'll handle this for you. You know, you got a beautiful girlfriend at home, and you got things. You got a show every morning at 5 a.m.
You got your streaming that you're doing with the Mario Kart.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Take it off. Take a week off.
There's nothing for you to do in mid-April in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. There ain't nothing for nobody to do in mid-April in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Yeah, I said it. Sports Radio 929 game. But, okay, there we go. We get that. Give me something else.
Ooh, goodness, you
this can't
threw,
be that hard.
You just threw me on
Final Four.
It was on the spot. So
World
Final
Series,
Four.
Super Bowl.
So because now I'm not just thinking of events, I am thinking of like specific places.
Okay.
Right. So like I would love to go to the Rose Bowl. And go
for the
out.
The actual Rose Bowl or just see a game in the stadium?
To see the game in the stadium.
Okay.
Right?
That's
stuff like
one.
That.
Yeah. Granddaddy of them all. I got you. Okay. Give me at least one more.
One more.
Okay.
Let's see. What's another
Roland Garros, Wimbledon.
You know, actually, it's technically a sporting event. The World Series of Poker. I would love to go to that.
We can get that right there in North Carolina, can't we?
No, I want the one like the big tournament where
Vegas?
They're in Vegas.
Okay.
I would like to. I like playing poker
and
Texas Hold'em and stuff
it's
like that.
It's on ESPN.
Exactly. So if I could go out to that and just waste money because I won't win.
I ain't going to tell you some of the things I've seen on ESPN. I mean, cornhole.
That the Ocho show gets a little. They start throwing anything on there.
Yeah,
some nights.
Because Ocho. I mean, because he has like all kinds of ex-NFL players come out. With a random just guy that plays cornhole,
right? Horseshoes, anything. You got it. They got it.
Did I not see? Tell me. I mean, what's the world coming to? They've got like a pickleball TV network now or something crazy.
Pickleball
like that.
Has gotten huge.
I mean, I know it's the fastest growing sport in like the world, but I didn't know it got to have its own like TV. The pickleball TV network and the top pickleball players in the world.
That's what happens.
What?
That's what happens, man. People start seeing something starting to take off. All right, how can we monetize it? So let's go ahead and start throwing stuff on.
Yeah, let's next coming up here on Sports Radio 1990 game, he is the number one ranked pickleball player of the year.
Exactly.
Coming up with whoever will have
maybe,
him on their show.
We're maybe like a year and a half away from that.
The Pickleball World Series coming to a town near you. Yeah, that's crazy. That is totally crazy. Okay, we're going to get you. We're getting you to the NFL draft this year. We ain't going to have to wait. Eventually, it's got to come today. Eventually, it's got to come to the A.
You would
where
think
would
so.
They? So you know they always put it outside. I mean, they're building up the Home Depot little area right there, right? I mean, is that big enough for it? Where would? I mean, whenever the Gulch gets done, you know that would be pretty cool. I mean, we've got so many areas. Olympic Park maybe could be the outdoor area for it because it's got to be half outside, half inside. I don't know how they do it, but
yeah,
because I mean, they did it like when it was in Green Bay, they turned the field into the stands and the bleachers and had inside the stadium in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Nashville was pretty cool. When
Nashville
they
was good. Nashville was good.
Yeah, but yeah, come on. Hey, Roger, what's the commissioner?
Goodell.
Roger Goodell. You better get that thing to the A, man. What's wrong with you? What's wrong? Who you know, you better talk to the right people. Sports Radio 99. That was pretty cool. It's got to come here. It's definitely got to come here. We're getting the Super Bowl coming back again. We got fun. I mean, this is the best sports town in the world. The best sports town in the world. Tomorrow night, I know about 20 people that's going to the game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium tomorrow night, all these South Carolina fans all of a sudden think that Lenore Sellers is going to be just the next. I mean, there's a few. I've been looking at mock drafts already that he is going to be possibly a top three pick in next year's NFL draft.
Yeah,
he came out of nowhere.
He showed some stuff. Now, granted, it's a lot of it is hype and a lot of it is projection of what he's going to do this season.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. I do like what I saw out of him last year.
There's going to be a lot. I mean, you got Virginia Tech and South Carolina playing in the Chick-fil-A kickoff game tomorrow at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Kickoff tomorrow, 3:00. It's an early game. A lot of times they've had that as a night game, but it's an early game tomorrow. I'll be on the air when that game goes on. I'm 2-6 tomorrow, so we'll see a lot of. I mean, South Carolina's a short drive. Columbia, I've seen a lot of. Is it garnet? Is that their color? Garnet. It's not red. It's not crimson. I'm pretty sure it's garnet. You know,
you start getting into all the different shades of whatever color. It's red, man.
It's garnet. It's garnet. That's what South Carolina wears. But there's a lot of that walking around this town in Virginia Tech, orange and something, right? You know,
another reddish brown.
But they're coming to town and they're spending their money. You know, traffic is crazy. Labor Day weekend. Oh my God, the traffic yesterday was so bad in every direction.
In Atlanta? No way.
But on a holiday weekend, I mean, you had to come in. I mean, how did it work out last night with the high school school board show starting an hour earlier than normal?
I much prefer the 6 to 11 slot.
Really?
Yes.
What about Sam and Coach Parker?
I think Sam and Coach both appreciate the 6 to 11
that
slot.
That last hour, that 11 to midnight, made it for a long night.
Yeah.
Well,
because it was the same 5 hours, but 6 to 11 is very for whatever reason it's different from 7 to 12.
Absolutely. As anybody who's listening, we had our first edition of the 2025. Friday night high school scoreboard show last night. Congratulations to all the high school teams around the state. They got their victories last night, and we'll be back out next Friday and pretty much every Friday for the rest of the high school football season. Myself, Garrett Chapman, Dede Lewis, Dom Taroski, Sam Crenshaw, Chris Parker, and the other contributors that we have on a regular basis that call in, like Jeff Sintel and some others. It's so much fun. We have so much fun here at Sports Radio 99 Game, covering high school football and highlighting the athletes that we see eventually on Saturdays, and we see a lot of them on Sundays coming from this state. And we do that. We are the only station that I know of that gives 5 hours to high school football every Friday night. We were supposed to do some NFL predictions. We didn't get to them. We'll get to them next here on Time Out with Eric Slaughter, Sports Radio 99 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app That's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where will you be Thursday night when the Eagles and Cowboys get the NFL season going? Then on Friday night, the Chiefs and the Chargers from Brazil. Sao Paulo, that beautiful stadium down there. Then there's some really good games on this week one slate of NFL games. Now, I'm going to look at a few and give my predictions. Now, of course, I think it's not even going to be a close game. When the Cowboys traded away Micah Parsons, they wrote a check to the Philadelphia Eagles and say, hey, this is just a donation to the cause, because Jalen Hurts and all those weapons, Saquon Barkley, they are going to run all over the Cowboys defense now. So the early line right now has Philly -7.5. By the time that game starts on Thursday, it'll probably be 10, 11, or 12, because everybody's going to be betting on Philly. It's not even going to be, nope. Not anybody outside the state of Texas is going to be dumb enough to bet on the Cowboys in that opening night game at Philly. Nobody.
I saw a stat that said during his, four or five-year tenure there, he was going into his fifth year, so I believe it was 4 years. Mm-hmm. But during Micah Parsons' 4 years in Dallas, when he was on the field, they were the number one ranked defense in the league.
And it wasn't even close.
When he was off the field, mm-hmm. they were the worst-ranked defense in the league.
There he goes. That's from the mind of Dom Trotsky. I saw some stats that I think Adam Schefter put out about Micah Parsons that said that over the last 4 years, his pass rush win rate or something like that. I mean, there are some crazy analytics out there about how they break stuff down. His pass rush win rate is so far and above the next closest person. And I think the next closest person is like TJ Watt. But he's like double what they have done. You know, it's like when he's out there, he either is getting to the quarterback or getting close to quarterback pretty much every single play. And the difference that he makes for the defense out there was insane. So, yeah, the Eagles are going to easily win that first game because the Cowboys, as Dom just told you, without Micah Parsons, becomes one of the worst defenses in football. Ridiculous. I mean, you can go ahead and bet now that the Commanders, the Giants probably will have a better season than the Cowboys right now. I know Dak Prescott is back. I know they got the new wide receiver. They got your boy from the Steelers, right? They got
Georgie.
Old Georgia Bulldog. Mm-hmm. You know, ain't gonna make much of a difference. You got to score 40 and give up 35. That's what it's gonna be.
I was gonna say there'll be
some serious shootouts for the Cowboys.
The Cowboys are going to be what the Cincinnati Bengals were last year. They're going to have to win games 40-35.
There it is. All right, Friday night, Chiefs Chargers and AFC. A lot of divisional matchups in this first week. So that Thursday night game is an NFC East game. Friday night's game is an AFC West game. Kansas City currently favored by 3.5. The Chargers are trying to become the new kings of the AFC West. Now, I like Jim Harbaugh. I really do. But I still believe in Big Red, Coach Andy Reid. I still believe in Patrick Mahomes. They went out and got new offensive linemen. They got new offensive weapons. And until I see it happen, the AFC West is the Chiefs to lose. They've won it like 8, 9. Remember, they were winning the AFC West when Alex Smith was the quarterback. Okay? They've been dominating the West for a long time. And until I see you, hey, play Rick again. Play. What did Rick say? When it comes to the AFC West, when it comes to Andy Reid, when it comes to Patrick Mahomes.
The man, you got to beat the man. And I'm saying, woo, right here. I'm the man.
That's right. Andy Reid can look. You know what? Yeah. Okay, Philly, you won the Super Bowl. You won two. Yeah. Okay. Let's just get something understood, okay? We are still the best team in this league, okay? Didn't we go like 15-2 in the regular season last year? Yeah, we did, okay? I know we – how many years in a row do you think we can make it to the Super Bowl? Well, they were in the Super Bowl, weren't they? They lost, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, win it again, win 3 out of 5, whatever they've done, then maybe we'll let you take over the soundbite. But no, this is still the Chiefs team, and I think the newly engaged Travis. Did you hear about how much money this dude dropped on the ring?
I did not. I did not see how much money he spent.
Supposedly, now they say for the average working adult, you should spend anywhere between 2 and 3 months of your salary. Fellas, you're going to propose to your girl, and this is not me. This is what they say. You should spend anywhere from 2 to 3 months of your salary on your engagement ring to your future wife. I don't know what kind of money you make. I don't care if you're a millionaire. 2 to 3 months of your salary is a lot of money. Okay, that means you work a quarter of your year to pay for
that ring.
Okay, now, Travis Kelce got a lot of bread. He's marrying a woman with even more bread. That boy ought to come up. I ain't mad at him. That boy ought to come up because his career is pretty much over.
Absolutely.
And she's going to be making money. Now, he's going to – Travis Kelce is going to have a heck of a media career.
Absolutely.
Okay, he's going to get Romo-type money in his media career, Brady-type money. His podcast, he is going straight to somebody's chair – at CBS, because he's an AFC guy. He's not going to be doing the NFC. He's not going to Fox. Somebody's chair at the AFC is going to get real hot real fast when they say, hey, Travis Kelce's coming in. It might be Matt Ryan. I don't know. You know? they took Matt from the pregame to analyst work, didn't he? Or did one way or another?
You know, maybe.
But regardless, one of y'all better be looking over your shoulder because Kelce's coming for one of those jobs, okay? Supposedly, this man spent a cool $500,000 on this girl's ring. A cool $500,000.
It's less than what I thought.
500. What did you? You're less than what you thought.
I thought
500,000 bands.
That's for a celebrity, that for someone who's made as much money as he has.
You thought Kobe? What Kobe spent, like $4 million when he got caught?
Yeah, I was gonna say. For Taylor Swift.
This is the deal, right? Because they say you have to leave room for the upgrade, right? Because you're supposed to upgrade the ring at like 5, 10, and 20. I wouldn't know. Somebody, married guy, call me, text me. I don't know. You know, I ain't never. I mean, my dad's long gone. So they say you're supposed to upgrade the ring when you reach milestone anniversary.
Does my ring get upgraded?
Come on, man. This is not for the guy. This is not. I mean, I guess you could, right? I guess you could, but this is not. These type of things are not for the dudes. You know what I'm saying? This is their day.
Yeah,
this is their situation.
You're right.
No guy walks into a room and goes, "See my ring? I got it. I got married." No, we don't do that. We don't. I mean, heck, some of us now don't even wear real gold. We wear bands. The black and the white. They're like made out of plastic.
Some
aren't they?
Of y'all don't rubber. Even wear them.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, I guarantee you, Kelce will have on one. So they got engaged the week before the season starts. I'm assuming they're going to have a off-season summer-type wedding. So this time next year, are they going to – will the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift wedding be bigger than Jeff Bezos and his new bride? That would be – because they say that was the most expensive wedding like in the history of weddings.
It won't be as expensive, but yeah. I'm sure media coverage-wise.
It's going to be extravaganza. It's going to be extravaganza for yourself. I know indeed. Well, there'll be that. So the Chiefs, I think, start 1-0. Then we get into our Sunday slate. A whole bunch of division games, and then some out-of-division games. The Bengals play the Browns. I see the Bengals winning that. Your boys, ooh. This is a AFC East versus AFC North. The Steelers go into New Jersey to take on the Jets. Go into New Giant Stadium. What do they call that thing? MetLife Stadium?
Yep.
You are currently a 2.5 road favorite over the Jets. What do you think about that, sir?
It's about right.
It's about right?
Yeah,
I feel like the Aaron Rodgers taking on his old team. I just realized we
just swapped quarterbacks. Yeah. They got Justin. We got Aaron. So
that's kind of crazy.
We'll see how everything goes. I mean, the NFL definitely wants this matchup. Obviously, listen, the NFL gave Aaron Rodgers exactly what he wanted with these matchups and the Steelers schedule. That's a big part of the reason why
he played the Packers too?
He plays the NFC North this year. The Steelers play the entire NFC North.
So get the Vikings, the Packers.
So he will get to face
Lions,
all
the Bears.
Of, yes.
Wow.
He'll get to face all of
teams
them.
Teams that he beat up on his whole life.
Right. So he'll get one last chance, one last bite at the apple there. But I think the Jets defense can be good. I think it's going to be a really sloppy, ugly game. I don't think either offense is going to do much.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be a good fan and say I think we'll get the win. We start off with a W. So I like the 2.5 points, but I think it's absolutely a coin flip.
Panthers travel to the Jaguars. That's a nobody cares bowl right there. I'll be interested to see how our guy, number 2 pick in the draft, starts his career. He just had a baby. Congratulations to him for that.
Yeah, we also got it. That'll be our first look. You said Panthers and Jaguars. Yeah. It's going to be our first kind of look of like, Bryce Young, are you that guy? And also Trevor Lawrence, it's kind of finally time for you to step up for real.
Wow, 2 former number 1 picks in the draft.
Yeah, isn't that so?
Definitely make a break, but still, I think that's a nobody cares bowl right there. Here's another nobody cares bowl. Titans at Broncos. You know, so number 1 pick in this year's draft, Cam Ward, his first start going to the guy who was the bright spot from last year's draft, Bo Nix, in the Broncos. But it's kind of a nobody cares bowl, in my opinion.
Cam Ward has to be the least talked about number 1 overall pick I've ever seen.
Really?
Think about it. In my lifetime at least, have we ever seen a number 1 pick, especially a quarterback, go number 1 overall in the draft?
And he's not like the leading story on...
Essentially, like, just not get talked about.
Wow. That's a good point. I mean, quarterbacks for sure. Yeah, no. Yeah, they usually get a lot of preseason hype.
Yeah.
I didn't see, he didn't get none of the, usually they'll get, the primetime Monday night game or something like that.
Nothing.
Like I said, nobody cares bowl. 49ers at Seahawks, that's a NFC West matchup. And then we got a couple of NFC North ones, the Lions and the Packers. The Monday night game is Ravens and Bills. It's a Sunday night game. The Monday night game is Vikings and Bears. So the NFC North start off facing each other. The Texans and the Rams, I ain't really worried about that. I think the Rams will pull it out at home. Ravens-Bills, that's a huge one. That's a Sunday night game. Ooh, that's huge. Ravens got to go into Buffalo and make a statement because right now Josh Allen is the king of the AFC. He's the reigning MVP, and Lamar Jackson is trying to prove to everyone that he is one of the upper echelon quarterbacks in the league. So that's another one of the big games from week 1. Giants Commanders is the NFC East.
Before we move on, can I give you a hot take about that game? You tell me how you feel about it.
Ravens and Bills?
Uh-huh. Okay. Winner of that game will go on to represent the AFC in the championship. In the Super Bowl. The winner of this game between Bills and Ravens will be the AFC representative.
No, I still think it's the
Chiefs.
Chiefs? Okay. I still think it's the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs have another, it's going to be hard to replicate 15-2. That's what the Chiefs did, and they really should have been 16-1. They gave up the second game
because
they didn't play. So they're not going to go 15-2.
No, Rashee Rice, Travis Kelce, I think Rashee is
for
washed.
Six games.
Six games, that matters. It's almost half the season.
Xavier Worthy, okay?
Yeah.
Kelsey's going to be back on his game, okay? They've totally revamped their offensive line. The Chiefs start probably 5-2 at worst, maybe 6-1, something crazy like that. And then their worst regular season is like 13-4, okay? Like I said, it's going to be hard to replicate 15-2, but 13-4, maybe even 14-3 is easily attainable for the Kansas City Chiefs. Maybe the number one seed in the AFC, maybe the number two. The Chiefs have shown you, and that's one thing the Chiefs have shown. The Chiefs don't need home field advantage to make the Super Bowl, okay? I think at least two of their trips to the Super Bowl has come as road AFC championship game opponents. So the Ravens-Bills, I would love, if my brother's listening right now, I would love to say that the winner of that game, the Ravens, is headed to the Super Bowl because Lamar needs it. They both need it, to be honest with you. They both need it. But no. I gotta play Rick. You got the controls. Do we got to play Rick again? Do we got to play him again? The Kansas City Chiefs.
But to be the man, you got to beat the man. And I'm saying, woo, right here. I'm the man.
And the Chiefs are the man in the AFC, and they will be, and they're going to be. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised if we have a Super Bowl rematch, Chiefs-Eagles. Would not be surprised at all. All right, we got to take a timeout. And when we come back, was it a news bulletin? Chris Sales returning to the bump tonight for the Braves. The Braves haven't been playing very well. Hopefully Chris comes back and gives some magic. We'll talk about that next here on Time Out with Eric Slaughter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.